Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Jetlag Australia. The goal of this game is to control more of Australia's 8 regions than your opponents by the end of 4 days. Winning is all about money. You take control of regions by depositing money in them, you have to spend money to travel between regions, and you earn more money by gambling on challenges. All of which is why me and my partner Toby are pretty concerned right now. Last episode, our opponents Ben and Adam went to the difficult-to-reach region of Tasmania, where they earned over $2,000 by winning big bets on 2 challenges, including landing a shrimp on a Barbie. Meanwhile, Toby and I lost our bet on winning a carnival game in Sydney. Now we've flown to a new region, Queensland. Specifically, we've flown to Gold Coast, Australia's amusement park capital, because several of the most valuable Queensland challenges involve going to theme parks. If any of them pop up, we'll be in prime position to take advantage and get back in the game.
All right, Toby, challenges are generated.
What are they?
First one, calculate boba. We've got to guess within 10% how many boba are in the thing. 2, get goosebumps near a goose. 3x multiplier, but I don't know where we're going to go goose around.
Good, yeah.
Mash your teammates. That's where we have to buy the same item without coordinating at a store. Challenge 4, movie world. We have to find a Looney Tunes character in the wild within an hour.
When does movie world shut?
But it's a 3.5x multiplier. I don't think for a while. Let's check.
There's a rainbow. Sam, there's a rainbow. Sam, get the rainbow. Make a wish. And you better wish.
I wish Ben and Adam's plane derailed.
No.
Okay, movie world closes at 5.
Let's calm down.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh my God.
That sucks.
Oh, that would have been really good for us.
That sucks.
No, that would have been really good for us. Because we're here at the Gold Coast.
So we're in a good spot. We've got our flight. I don't think there's any chance we're going to miss it. I shouldn't say that, but I think we're, not under a crazy amount of time pressure.
No.
Got a lot of money.
Yeah. So I think first thing is we should just invest some of our money in Tasmania now. Because anytime you have money in your wallet, it is vulnerable to a steal.
Yes. I don't know if we've explained this yet. If we haven't, here's a little explanation of what that is.
While most challenges involve gambling some of your money to win a multiple of your money, steal challenges involve gambling some of your money to win a portion of your opponent's money. Each steal is set at a percentage of a team's budget. A 40% steal, for example, would risk 40% of your money. If you won, you would get your money back, and you would take 40% of your opponent's money. You might notice that this means that if one team's budget is very low and one team's budget is very high, a steal would be highly advantageous to the team that's behind. And yep, that's the point. The risk of steal means teams should be very careful about carrying a high balance.
I think we want to put in at least 1,000 up to 1,500, but we can start with 1,000 just to get it out of our wallet. Boom, graphic. Okay. Now, it's really a question of, do we want to do the Tim Tam cutting challenge?
I feel okay taking a risk right now.
So maybe we just put $1,000 into the Tim Tam thing and try it. And if we're really careful and we make it work, then there's another $1,000 in the bank.
All right, I'm willing to put in $1,000. Scares me.
I think we should do it. Okay, so now we have to go get Tim Tams, and we have to figure out what we want to cut them with. So let's go do that.
Oh, man.
That's really unfortunate. What sort of theme park closes at 5 p.m.? Disney World's open until like midnight.
We're not in America anymore.
As Ben and Adam went to buy their Tim Tams, Toby and I decided to cut our losses and head up to nearby Brisbane, where we could do some of the day's lower value challenges. Brisbane, conveniently, also has an access point for Queensland's challenge board, so we'd be in a good position to check it tomorrow. Meanwhile, Adam and Ben grabbed their Tim Tams and were ready to do their challenge.
Okay. So I think the question is, what do we cut it with? I think the first place your head goes is a credit card. We could always sharpen a credit card.
I have my Lego VIP card. We could sacrifice that.
Why don't we get a knife and sharpen the card and then cut the Tim Tam?
Thank you.
While they sharpened Ben's Lego rewards card, on the way to Brisbane, we tried to salvage our bad challenge pool. And I came up with what I believed was a surefire way to nail one of them. The challenge requires one person to buy something at a store, which your teammates may inspect with their eyes closed. They must then go to the store and buy the exact same item. Other than revealing I wanted to go to the Apple store, I couldn't tell Toby my plan, but I managed to convince her to trust me that we should bet big.
I feel good. As long as
you seem more confident than I've seen you in a long time.
I'm confident, and I think if you think it through, you evaluate as much as you can, I'm confident.
I don't love the phrase "think it through," but
I think we want to do 900. Lock it in.
I'm happy with it. Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
This should do.
So, we've got our cookie here, and we're just going to leave a little bit of it exposed. So, just, you know, we're just getting acquainted with the cookie here.
Wow, this is actually incredibly nerve-wracking to watch happen now.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm feeling worse now than I'm sort of seeing it happen.
All right. You ready? You got this, I'm sure.
All right. While Toby examines the item, let me explain my strat. I bought an Apple MagSafe charger. Yeah. It's got a big round end to it. It's the only thing like it that Apple sells, and it only comes in one cord length with one type of port. This should be foolproof.
I think, yeah, no, come on.
You ready?
I probably looked insane doing that.
You ready?
As ready as I guess I'll be.
Oh, you're really going now.
As you can see, the cookies are starting to pry apart, but I actually think that's, like,
dangerous.
That's where we start to get dangerous, because, like, if there's, like, too much leverage applying.
This, I think, is sort of a danger zone situation.
Yeah.
Hello, Sam.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Let's see what you got.
Got something in my pocket here.
That sure looks right, Toby. Nice job. Nice job. That's great. That just gets us 900 extra dollary dues, that's what they call them here, right?
I think we're close. Like, I see the cookies separating.
Yeah, but we just don't want to, like, make it easy. My biggest worry is stickage.
Oh.
Just move the one, I think. We've done it. We have two intact sides.
That actually, I think, was a lot riskier than we thought it was. Okay. Okay. Let's go to the airport and go to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Hi. Just going to the airport.
So, I reckon we want to go get some boba.
Uh-oh.
Calculate boba. Bubble tea is a popular snack all across Oceania. Order one bubble tea at any bubble tea vendor. From the second you pick up your drink, you have 1 minute to examine it and determine the number of boba inside. Drink the tea and empty out the boba to check your answer. If you were more than 10% off, this challenge is failed.
Let me just tell you, or let's just think about what we think a boba sized cup is. You could calculate the volume of a cylinder, which is you have a radius and the height of the pearls that you think it goes up to. Mm-hmm. Then you take that volume, you times it by 0.74, which is, if you have tightly packed spheres, how much space they can possibly take up from the cylinder. Then you divide that number by the volume of the bovers.
Well, if you can, if you can try that while I'm doing it, and then I'll just do kind of the gut check. My confidence level is not great.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it's a real crapshoot. My confidence.
Should we put 206?
Just to get rid of that, have nice easy numbers.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with 206.
Yep.
Okay, let's go to Boba.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing, Ben. I kind of think we should put down another 1,000.
Yeah, I mean, we just got another 1,000 pretty quick. Yeah. I think just saying, you know what, throw that down. There's $2,000 on Tasmania. I don't think they'll touch it.
Like, I think that sends a clear signal, because my strategy is I don't want to have to come back places.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't want to think we want to go halfway on a region, leave, and then come back later.
Like, I've enjoyed our time in Tasmania. I do not want to have to come back here.
No.
I want Tasmania to be locked up, and I want it to have a number on it, where it's like, oh man, it would really not be worth it to go there.
Right. We've got the money to put down another 1,000. I think we should just do it.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. Cue the graphic. Graphic, 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 graphic. Good job, graphic. All right.
I think we did an incredible job in Tasmania.
I agree. I think we cleaned up, and I think that we can do the same thing in South Australia.
Yep. Yep.
Hi, could I please have a regular green tea with the tapioca pearls? Thank you.
Number 8.
All right, Toby. What? All right, Toby, our time starts.
It's cloudier than I hoped.
I feel like in one layer, I counted about 22, 24, and it looks like there's about 4 layers tall. So I'd be comfortable going 80, maybe 82.
85.
Okay, we got 5 seconds. 85, you want to say 85? Lock it in. Lock it in. Okay, 85. You gonna get sipping?
Doubt's loading. Right. Doubt's loading.
All right.
Adam, you're about to enter the hug zone.
Whoa.
Just make note of that.
What do you reckon? Is this the kind of park where they'd let you count your pearls?
Everybody out.
All right, make groups of 10. 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No.
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 Nar.
No.
Nar.
We need to be better.
Well, we're here at the Hobart Airport. You know, we're about to board, but we've still got all of those Tim Tams.
Yeah, the problem is that I left the Tim Tams somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're in the snack zone, baby!
We're going to predict some snack zones. If they're already in the Tim Tam, do Adam's reaction to the Tim Tam.
Well, I think everyone's reaction to the Tim Tam, including ours, would be like, oh, this is fine.
This is one of the most medium tasting things I've ever had.
All right, I'm going to stay on the ground because I feel like this is where I belong. But what should we do now? We have like a bit more than an hour left, and the only challenge that we could reasonably do is the swan. I just don't know how we would possibly get goosebumps.
The internet said that you can rub the hairs on your arms very
lightly.
Well,
we can try. Like, we can try here to see if we can make
it. The internet also said you can just manifest them in your head, at the back of your head.
Do you want, here, let me try. Perfect.
All right, here we go. Whee! Goodbye, Tazzy.
Let's walk to the river and see if there's any geese there, because we're obviously not going to make it to a lake.
Yeah, no, and we want to be at the Brisbane sign tomorrow morning.
Let's start walking.
I don't see any geese. So, should we go to the sign? So that's where we need to do to generate the challenges in the morning anyway?
Yes, oh, let's go to the sign.
This is a good sign.
It's nice, yeah.
It's got good colors. I think this is the end of our day one, right?
So.
We're not massively behind. We are certainly not ahead.
I mean, I think we're doing okay. Let's just do better tomorrow.
Well, hopefully, you know, luck swings more onto our side tomorrow, because it seemed like it was pretty firmly on their side today.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, welcome to Adelaide, South Australia.
Thank you.
I think it's time for bed. All right, see you tomorrow. Mwah.
All right, now it's the end of day one and time for the first rest period. From 8:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. Sydney time, both teams must stop what they're doing and go to a hotel for some much-needed rest before restarting the game at the exact same spot the next morning. And just like that, through the magic of editing, it's time to start day two.
All right. Good morning, Toby. It's 6:30 and day two is now on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From South Australia.
We need to get to the challenge board, which is where in the park?
We're going to Victoria Square.
Yeah.
I think we got to get on a bus, cause the trains are not connected to the airport, which I think is a bad idea, but also that's how it is in New York. So.
Can't judge.
Can't judge.
Our challenges are generated. Should we take a look?
Yeah, what are they?
First one, Brisbane sign. That's a 40%.
Ooh, would you look at
that's
that?
That's a 40% steal.
Okay, cool.
We might want to act on that quickly. In case they try to put away some of their budget.
Yeah.
Second one, land a bottle right side up. Third one, Dream World. That's interesting. Fourth one, Wheel of Brisbane. That's right there. Okay, but let's think about the steal. We have about the same amount of money right now. We both have like 100-ish, we could invest a bunch into Queensland right now so that our 40% is a lot less than their 40% and then go for the steal.
Yeah.
I think we need to decide pretty quickly so that they hopefully don't also drop money onto their region.
Just to clarify, because steals risk a set percentage of your budget to win a set percentage of your opponent's budget, you want to do steals when your budget is low and your opponent's budget is high. So before starting it, Toby and I deposited $750 into Queensland, lowering our budget and our risk. Then, before Ben and Adam could dump any of their money into South Australia, we informed them that the steal was initiated, locking up 40% of their budget until it was complete. This steal challenge, to be clear, is as follows. Mind meld at the Brisbane sign. One team member must, without giving any prior hints or information, select one letter in the Brisbane sign. The other team member then gets three attempts to guess which letter their partner selected.
They just invested in Queensland.
How much?
I'm trying to figure that out. Uh-oh, Ben.
What?
They have activated a steal.
They've activated a steal. Okay.
Yeah, I feel stupid. I feel like we should have invested money the second we got to Adelaide. I just didn't want to, like, lock up too much of our money before we knew what was going to happen.
Well, I didn't realize the timing would be that sensitive. But okay, look, here's the thing about steals. Whatever it is that they're doing, it's risky.
Do you want to guess or do you want to pick a letter?
Do you have a preference? I don't have a preference.
I'd like to pick the letter.
Okay, well then we'll do that. You better get on my brainwave, Sam. We'll just walk over.
I'll let you know when I'm done. Okay, I think there is only one letter that makes more sense than the other ones, and that's the first one. Why would you pick anything but the first one, is my thinking, if we're trying to pick the same one? So I'm just gonna take a photo of the first B. Toby.
Okay. We want to take the J2.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hope this bus is going the right way.
Okay. Look, it's not great.
No. I think in the future, when we get somewhere, we should deposit immediately.
It's true. I mean, look, that's the thing with the steals. They just are really risky.
Yeah. I mean, we just have to hope that they fail.
I can't tell you anything. I can't.
Okay, well, I'm just going to psychically get on your brainwave. If I was the person taking the photo of the letter, I would think, which letter has something distinctive about it? So finding something that I guess both team members would, in their mind, think is special about one letter. And so for that reason, I'm going to pick the first letter, which is the first B, because that's special. You're not reacting. Am I right or wrong? Yes.
That was the perfect logic. Like, no other letter makes sense. Adam says, good luck with the steal. Hope you fail. Kiss emoji.
You can send him 40% of your money, please. Kiss emoji, kiss emoji.
Then I have bad news. They succeeded at the steal. I also have further bad news, which is that we got on a bus going the wrong way, and now we have to get off and get on a different bus. So it's not a very good start to the day.
No, we are
11 minutes in, and thus far, this has been atrocious for us.
Well,
I went into today feeling so good.
I started the day with a lot of confidence.
And then we got on the wrong bus, and then they took half our money.
Nice. All right. We're doing well.
Woo. Okay. So let's find a good place to, like, sit and chat.
This is a nice little pocket for strategy talk.
Okay. So.
So Toby and I weren't too compelled by the rest of today's Queensland challenges, so we decided to look for a flight to a new region. Ideally, we wanted to go to Canberra, in the Australian Capital Territory. It's a territory that's actually completely surrounded by New South Wales, but it counts just as much as any other region. The trouble was, all the direct flights there were too expensive or poorly timed. But there was a cheap flight to Sydney in a few hours, and Sydney actually has cheap and quick flights, trains, and even buses to the Capital Territory. So we decided we'd fly to Sydney, shore up New South Wales, and then head to Canberra in the afternoon. So we booked that flight, and with the time before we needed to go to the airport, we figured we might as well complete this challenge, which requires you to flip a bottle and land on its lid. It didn't seem too tough, so we wagered $500 on it and got the bottle with the biggest lid we could find. Finally, we also deposited an additional $596 in Queensland in order to further reduce our budget in case Ben and Adam, who had finally gotten on a bus going the right way, got access to a steal.
All right, Ben.
Let's go to the challenge port. You know, it took us a little longer than anticipated, but we're going to make it there.
Things were going so good an hour ago.
The ducks here are very polite. That's not a duck, though. What is that one? What are you? Okay, they don't like me. Let's see what the challenge is in South Australia are today. Adam?
Predict market flow at Adelaide's Central Market. You have to pick a stall at the market and guess how many people are going to go to it. 40% margin of error. Toss a tempting meal. We have to throw food on the ground and within 10 seconds an animal has to eat it.
I think we could do that here.
I think we could do it here. Face Tim Tam. That's where you gotta do a face cookie with a Tim Tam. And there's a steal.
There's a seal. Okay.
You have to go to the National Wine Center and blindfolded distinguish between a white, a red, and a rosé, which would be easy for a normal person, but we don't know anything about wine.
No, we don't drink wine at all.
Okay. Definitely gets you going. I'm going to take this off. More friction.
Is this attempt one?
Well, let me give it a first go.
Give it an attempt, see how it goes, and let's adjust from there.
Okay.
I think we need to try to earn $2,000 here. You also have to keep in mind, we need to have enough money to get out of here.
What we've been seeing is that the flights out of here are pretty expensive. The safest one is the meal.
Yeah. But it has a low return.
That's a low return, but maybe we just put a ton of money into it.
I think we can do the birds.
Okay, how much money are we putting down on it?
A decent amount for it to be worth it.
Yeah, it's only 1.5. What do you think?
I think like half, like 850.
Okay, 850.
Toss a tempting meal. Throw a single piece of food. Within 10 seconds of it touching the ground or water, something besides you must eat it. If the food is not eaten after 10 seconds, this challenge is failed.
All right. Let's go find a bird food. They're still just in town Brisbane.
I have no idea what challenge they're possibly doing right now, but I don't know. I hope they fail it, I guess.
Okay, getting a little stressed.
Just calm down, actually. Take a 5-minute breather.
What is duck's favorite food? Ducks enjoy berries, melon seed, and pit fruits. Like, what about a blueberry? I like blueberry best because I think a blueberry is like a treat.
Yeah, more tempting. Okay, let's get some blueberries.
Oh, now I'm scared.
I think this ground is pretty slippery. Yeah, I think let's find some more coarse ground. Maybe over there.
Oh, you're roughening it up?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is.
I want to watch a video.
We're going to take our time with this.
I'm so scared now.
Okay, don't be scared.
All right.
Ducks. Okay. I think I'm more approachable to ducks.
Yep.
Ducks, how about a little blueberry treat?
Is this interesting to them?
We're going to get on their level. Okay. He's yelling about it. What are you saying?
What about, there's several ducks over here. Why don't you let me try with the ducks this time? So they're walking away.
You're going too fast.
They really don't trust us.
No, they don't like us at all.
The ducks don't care about this at all.
Okay. Ready?
Yep. What happened there?
It landed like this. And then kind of careened that way.
Is that, yeah, look at that. That bottle's always going to fall over. We're not using that bottle anymore. I think we need a new bottle.
Okay, let me just, I'll quickly go run and come back.
I mean, we could try a different food.
Well, I just think we need to get closer to the ducks.
Wait, look at this. There's a girl feeding the ducks.
Oh, this is huge news. Oh, they love being fed. Okay, this might be our chance. They're all around looking for food.
They're like in the mood.
Do you want to go for it? I think this is our chance.
Okay. Go for it.
There it is. There it is. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Find
5,
it.
6, 7, 8, 9. No.
Ugh. Ugh.
That's so stupid. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we blew that. That is terrible, Ben.
Okay.
This is not good news.
I think we want to go to Melbourne.
Well, we need $1,300 for that.
Right. We don't have enough money to go to Melbourne. So we got to do Face Tim Tam, Adelaide Central Market, or...
But the thing is, if we try another challenge and fail, I struggle to see how we'll ever get enough money to leave Adelaide today.
Yeah, I agree. But we've got to do something.
I know. I mean, the truth is we're just in a very bad position now.
Yeah. No, we are. It's just, the question is, how do we get in a less bad position?
Flip it 1.5 times. Or even. Okay. Mm. But this isn't going to work. We need to solve it somehow.
I just don't know how, and I know that, like, if we want to make our flight, we don't have infinite time.
Well, this was really important to get right.
I know, but like, to be honest, I just kind of regret staking this much. Like, it's a lot harder than I thought it was.
Can I run and get another bottle?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah.
I'm going to leave you here unattended for a minute.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can definitely get one, but I'm not sure it makes sense to flip.
Hello. We've been really just going back and forth trying to figure out what is the best thing to do here, because the fact of the matter is we don't have great options. The flights out of here are all really expensive.
I don't know why, and it's just today. I think we want to predict market flow. How much should we bet? We have $1,064 at the moment, Ben. If we bet 600, then we would have 464 left.
If we failed.
Yeah.
That's probably our safest option.
Okay, 600.
It's big, big epic win time. Here we go. Okay, 600, we're going in.
Predict market flow at Adelaide's Central Market. Adelaide Central Market is one of the largest produce markets in the Southern Hemisphere. Select any market stall and make a prediction about how many customers it will get in the next 10 minutes. A customer is defined as any person who spends money at the stall. If your prediction is more than 40% off, this challenge has failed. If no one visits the stall in the 10 minutes, you lose automatically.
I think that the key to this is simple. High volume reduces variability. So we just need to find the busiest stand we can, observe it for like a half hour, put in our guess, and then as long as nothing drastically changes, we'll be fine. I think that that first place when we walked in, that's our best option. Let's observe.
I'm going to go get a custard tart. Do you want one?
No.
Iced latte?
Okay, I might have gone a little bit crazy, but I think this is the best shot because I think it's better than that one.
Okay.
And then I got this one in case we can find a video of Logan Paul flipping it because I feel like that's possible.
Okay. We have about 10 minutes to be able to comfortably...
That's okay.
...make it to the airport. Yeah, this one doesn't seem a whole lot better.
Okay, if it's not going to work, just discard it.
Hello.
Okay.
We've been watching this market stall for like... What, like 30 minutes?
Yeah, super normal behavior. At this fruit market, we recorded three different periods of 10 minutes. The number of customers were 10, then 20, then 14, which is a wider range than I would like.
I think that the 10 is the biggest outlier in that we were doing that earlier.
So if we guess 20, our range of 40% on both ends would be 12 to 28. And I think the real concern would just be getting over 12.
I think we'll hit 12.
Okay, do we want to guess 20? We want to lock that in right now.
Okay. The market looks busy. I think we're going to start now. Are you ready, Adam?
Yep. 10-minute timer starts now. You count people when they pay. If it's a group of two, they only count as one.
Yeah.
So that's one person's paid.
Yeah.
That's two people have paid.
Great. Okay. New woman.
That's three.
Three.
That's four.
Four. Okay, we're at four. Okay. Is this another
this
customer?
This looks like a duo.
Oh, my God. I'm
freaking out.
I'm gonna die.
All right, we have three attempts left.
You've got this.
I'm going to give it my all.
I believe in you.
I don't think the odds are good.
Doesn't matter. You can do it.
Oh, God, Ben.
It
no
is.
One's coming.
It's emptying out more
Why
than
did it empty
like.
Out? Why did it empty out?
It's
we guessed too high, Ben.
These people are another customer. We've got a woman buying grapes in front of us.
Okay, so they'll get us to six. I'm freaking out. So this lady will be five, right?
Yep.
Oh, no, the people who are looking over there have gone. They've left, Ben.
Wait.
Oh, no, they're back.
There's more. There's more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a duo. So that's five. These people will be six. Once they pay, they'll be six.
All right, two more. This is it.
Okay, you've got the feel for it. You've got the feel for it. That was all practice.
I'm confident that I'm giving it my best shot.
Yeah, you got heaps of practice.
Okay, they've paid. That's six. That woman is seven. We're at 4 minutes and we're at seven. I think that's pretty good. This guy's eight.
Okay, and we've got this woman with a watermelon.
Yep, she's at nine. Look, we have 4 minutes and 15 seconds to get three more purchases. Uh-oh, now there's no one manning the cash register.
No, go back to the cash register.
We have people, 4 minutes. We need three more purchases, their... Ben. Three more purchases. A lot of people, I feel like, abandoned the stand.
All right, this is it.
You've got the feel for it. That was all practice.
This is it.
Yeah, you've got this. You've got this.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to see how that goes, I guess you can watch the next episode right now.
You're getting worse at this.
Stop pressuring me. Watch the next episode now on Nebula. It's available right now on Nebula, like all of our episodes. Can you do the rest? I need to do this.
You can find out if Sam manages to flip the bottle. You can see if Ben and I manage to hit our minimum at the Adelaide Central Market. You can also listen to the Layover Podcast. The Layover Podcast is an exclusive after-show podcast. That one was close. That we do after every episode where we recap the episode. We give you the behind the scenes. We talk about things we had to cut. And Toby's there. And Toby does the podcast with us for this season. So that's fun. And you can listen to it. But only on Nebula.
And on Nebula, you also get access to a lot of other really great original content from other creators that you love. We've got Modern Conflicts from Real Life Lore, the great series. We've got some original series from Real Engineering. We've got a whole bunch of originals from Lindsay Ellis. There's no end to the content. I mean, technically there is an end to the content, but I should say that there is just a lot of great original content on there. And a lot of other stuff from us as well.
Sam, wrap it up.
It's cheap. It's not very expensive. It's what, like $30 a year?
It's $30.
Well, only if they go to our link, nebula.tv/jetlag, where they get 40% off. But $30 for a year, how many months are there?
There's 12.
And what is 30 divided by 12?
It's like 4.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It's $2.50 a month, which... That's not many dollars.
That's not that many dollars.
Not that many dollars.
It's not none, but it's not that many.
Well, it's enough dollars to fund this entire show.
That's true.
Because, like...
We make this whole show for $2.50.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It genuinely does support the show. It genuinely, like, every single dollar to produce this show comes thanks to our Nebula subscribers. So that's why we release every single episode 1 week early. That's why we do the live podcast. So we really appreciate when you do sign up at nebula.tv/chatlag.
Flip the bottle and the ad read.
And we're going to get it right.
Here we go. It's going to be so good. Not even a little bit.
No, we're going to VFX that. VFX team is going to get it. No, you're not going to do it.
That was close, though.
No, it wasn't. Okay, bye.